This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A fellow trucker, eh? This is your IGN review of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants by Will Borger. Sometimes, a video game surprises you by doing something you don't expect. A plot twist, a novel game mechanic, or an idea you don't really see anywhere else. And sometimes, a game is precisely what it says it is on the tin. What you see is what you get, for better and for worse. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants is the latter. An enhanced port of the 2017 arcade game from developer Raw Thrills, Wrath of the Mutants is a very good beat-em-up that is beaten down by a lack of content and features. It's a tasty slice of New York pizza if you like beat-em-ups, but only a single piece. You'll probably be hungry again an hour later. Let's get the obvious out of the way first. Wrath of the Mutants' visual style, story, and character designs are ripped straight from the 2012 Nickelodeon TV series. That's a neat, stylistically distinct period in Turtles history, but its biggest inspiration is actually the 1991 arcade classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. If you've ever played Turtles in Time, you should be able to jump right into Wrath of the Mutants because on a gameplay level, they're basically the same. You've got a standard attack which can double as a throw when you're right next to enemies, a jump, a jumping attack, a dive kick, and a spin attack you can perform by pressing jump and attack at the same time. The only difference I can point to is that spin attacks don't cost health in Wrath of the Mutants, which is a welcome change since you'll need to use it often to stay alive. Turtles in Time remains one of the best beat-em-ups ever made to this day, so copying its systems isn't a bad thing, but it does make Wrath of the Mutants feel a little basic when you compare it to modern beat-em-ups like Streets of Rage 4 and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. Those used the template of games like Turtles in Time as a base to build action with more complexity, more depth, and more systems that both reward mastery and encourage replayability. That's not to disparage Turtles in Time or say it doesn't hold up, because it does, but it also doesn't feel as fresh when compared to beat-em-ups designed for current consoles, a feeling that carries over to Wrath of the Mutants. The boss fights, sadly, are less interesting as a lot of them are too mechanically similar. For example, they all have an area of effect attack you have to jump over, which is cool the first few times, but once you realize every boss has it, it's just kind of there. However, a few bosses shine thanks to unique mechanics. Rocksteady's flamethrower, Karai's teleport, Stockman's ability to fly and drop green goo on you, and so on. It becomes a good challenge to time your turtle power right and avoid their scariest stuff by being invulnerable when it happens. But not all of them have these twists, and I wish more of them stood out. By far the coolest thing about Wrath of the Mutants is how much stuff has been added for this home release. It's basically double the size of the original arcade game, adding 3 new levels and 6 new bosses, including a new final boss. The original voice cast from the TV show also returns, and everyone gives a good performance. The highlights are probably the late Gilbert Godfrey as Krang Subprime, a casting as absolutely incredible as it sounds, and Kevin Michael Richardson as Shredder, mostly because his voice sounds like it was forged in the fire of a dying star. Don't get me wrong, though, everyone here is good, and had I not known new lines or characters were added, I would have never been able to tell the difference. Wrath of the Mutants' biggest deficiency is probably its most disappointing. There's no online co-op. There is a local co-op mode for up to 4 players, and it's excellent, but that means you're limited to playing it with people in your house, apartment, condo, RV, sewer beneath New York City, or via Steam's remote play workaround. This is a game I'd love to play with friends who live across the US and internationally, and it's lousy that there's no easy way to do it unless they're sitting on the couch with me. Don't get me wrong, I'm a couch co-op evangelist, especially for beat-em-ups, but it would be nice to have the option to play with friends even if we can't all be in the same room. All of that said, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't enjoy Wrath of the Mutants. It's a solid beat-em-up played solo or in co-op. It captures the look and feel of the TV show admirably, and it's genuinely funny, whether it's Donnie lamenting that the health items you come across are floor pizza, or Krang's robots yelling things like, "Prepare for undesirable outcome!" Ninja Turtles is as much a comedy as it is anything else, and you have to nail that to really get what makes this weird universe tick. And yes, Shredder says the line, you know which one. How much you enjoyed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants will depend on what you're looking for in a beat-em-up. If you just want something easy to play so you can laugh along with friends while you're all splitting a New York pie on your couch, you'll probably have a good time for the hour and change it takes to burn through it. If you're looking for something more mechanically nuanced, like TMNT Shredder's Revenge or Streets of Rage 4, you'll probably be hungry for more after the credits roll. What's here feels good, but I wish there was more of it, and the lack of online co-op is a total bummer, dude. It's like a $2 slice of pizza you pick up while walking home in New York City after a night on the town. It hits the spot in the moment, but it's not going to fill you up for long. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest TMNT updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.